Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yep. Hey, it's the Koi Pond. One thing I like to do, Sky, if you don't mind, is I like to shout out to my mom because she never believed in me, and now it's happening.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow, shout out to your mom, dude.
Shout out to my mom.
For sure.
Indirectly, yo, she wanted me to be a nurse.
What?
That's
not
what
even
happens
a doctor?
No.
What kind of shit is that?
Because it's fine, Sky, you're allowed to curse. We told Sky, AKY is in the building, LMFAO, we told him, clean show, and he goes, hey, the name of the new album is Fuck Yeah. We were like, that's art. He goes, oh, well, I'm good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Everything and then I say that my mom wants me to be a nurse. He was like, what kind of shit is that? What kind of shit? Not even a fucking doctor?
I mean it, man.
He turned it to like a WWE wrestler. What the fuck? What about a fucking doctor, brother?
Oh, shit.
That's bullshit, man. Fuck your mom.
Bullshit. Fuck. PhD, bro.
PhD, bro. Doctor. Yo, this is what I love about you, man. You are, when people know Party Rock.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have that certain vibe and charisma that everyone loves, especially during that era.
Oh, man. But, you want to see something gnarly?
But what's crazy is you still have that energy and vibe, bro.
Bro, look at this.
Oh, no. Is it the same picture?
That's my
Before
license.
I flip it, before I flip it. That's is it old you?
It's my fucking license,
there it is,
bro.
This is hysterical. This is the same photo from back in the day.
Oh, yeah, it's damn near the album cover.
This is the album
of
cover.
LMFAO, my license.
Yo, you guys were owning the radio back then.
Man,
owning
else.
It.
Something else, bro.
I've never seen, like, there's, okay, well, if you don't mind, I know
Let's
we're going to talk about
man,
the future.
Wherever
but
it is.
The one thing about that particular group, it was like 50 Cent. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to spit. But 50 Cent, like, you remember when he came out with like 19 songs and they're all bangers and it was all over the radio? It was like, and after the, you know, it was like, we're going to play some new 50 Cent right after this 50 Cent. You know what I mean? They played, you know what I mean? It was like nonstop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, shorty, it's your birthday. And then there was another song.
In
it was
the
like,
club.
Yeah,
oh
it was
God.
Like nonstop.
Shop.
But then I was like, I was hating. I was like, all right, enough 50. And then you guys came out. And it was like nonstop.
Come on, man.
But that's amazing.
We was making panties drop. He was getting people shot.
Yeah,
I
mean? For sure.
So
he was shooting people.
You can't
people.
Get tired of panties dropping.
In no way am I hating it, but it was like, that's a hard thing to do, man. Especially this day and age. You guys were coming out. It was like nonstop. You got owned every station at that point.
I feel like it was manifested, man. For real. Like that's something that we really dreamed about, and we did not waver from it.
I love the fact that you said manifest because I on this show, I always say, do I not, Chris? It's like if you think about it and you believe in it, it's going to happen. As cheesy as it sounds.
But it's real.
It's real.
Thoughts are things, man.
Thoughts are things. Dang it. Let's come out with that shirt.
Come on.
Write that down.
Write it
Patent
down.
It before Sky takes it.
All right. Got it. You'll see when you look it up.
Thoughts are things. That's real.
It really is.
If you think it's going to happen, whether it's negative or positive, man. So it's up to you to choose.
That's right, man.
And you guys did it. You guys believed in it. It's like, yo, I'm going to wear these glasses. There's not going to be any lenses in it.
No.
I'm going to wear my hair very greasy and long.
Not greasy. Naturally shiny.
Naturally shiny and long. Yeah. Edit that. but that's the cool thing because, it's kind of like what you guys were doing, like, that party rock scene, you know what I mean? Throwing on the fluorescent colors, the spandex, the loud shoes, and the dance. You guys did the dance.
Oh, shuffling, man.
The shuffling. Like, yo, like you had the whole world doing it because you guys believed in it.
Yeah.
And it happened. It's kind of like Prince when he had the triangle zipper.
Which triangle?
When he had the button fly. You remember how everyone had the button fly? And Prince was like, I'm going to knock it to the side.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'm going to show
the buttons.
Yeah.
And my jeans are going to be paisley.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wear high heels. And guess what?
Funny story about Prince.
I want to hear it. Well, hold on. Let me set you up first.
No,
a lot of people don't know that Sky is the grandson of course, the greatest, how do we say it? Not only entrepreneur, producer, everything that had to do, pretty much the guy that made everything that's happening today it's because of this one man, Barry Gordon.
Barry Gordy.
I'm sorry, Barry Gordon. Yeah. See, I'm,
well, you know
the,
your history,
the excitement,
though.
The excitement is in my voice. I know Barry. Hey, look at this, man. Barry Gordy did not want the Jackson 5 because he was not into kid groups.
I mean.
You know what I mean? And then he looked at Michael and was like, okay, this is the only kid group I'm going to mess with.
Yeah. And he wrote their first four songs, and they're the first group to ever come out with first four number one hits from the first four songs.
Can you tell me that? What are they?
ABC.
I Want You Back.
I don't know if it's Ben. Not Ben. It wasn't Ben. It was The Love You Save.
Yeah, The Love You Save.
And then...
I'll Be There. I'm just guessing.
Now, hey, if you don't mind,
so.
Nick, just stay in there. Just stay in there. Sometimes he likes to jump in and act like this is our podcast.
Oh, well.
And that's not fair.
Excuse me, brother.
No, no. Is it I'll Be There?
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah. I think you're right on.
How amazing is that?
Yeah.
The one thing I love about Stop the Love You Save is the beginning of that song, everyone does a spin and then bows like the Jacksons.
So gangster.
Yeah.
I love the lyric, look both ways before you cross me.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of pimp shit is that?
He wrote that?
I'm pretty damn sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Man, he's on the level.
Yeah.
And right now, he's 86 years old and he's killing it.
He's still doing it.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
He's playing tennis and super healthy and all that, man.
Does he still walk into the studio or is he, he's
He's actually retiring now for the first time, I mean, ever. He just did Motown the Musical.
Yeah.
And now he's just trying to chill a little bit more and enjoy his life because he's always working. He's always working. He's always thinking. He's always plotting and planning and all that stuff. So,
that's amazing.
You know.
That's the stuff that drives you within. Like you see it indirectly, mm-hmm. and then you're like, "Oh, wait a minute, he's still doing it. What am I doing? Like, right?
Yo,
and serious. Then you're like, okay, I got to step it up.
And he's a wealth of like isms, just like whatever I said about the thing
thoughts
about,
and things.
Yeah,
thoughts and things.
He will drop a million on you.
That's amazing.
He's like, logic is the boss, but I make the last decision.
I love that, and that's so true.
You know, he'll just be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I fuck with that.
Yeah. See? See how Sky is? He takes direction so good. We said clean show. He's like, I got this, man. How many fucks can I drop in 5 minutes?
No, it's a little bet I have now within myself.
Fuck Yeah is the album.
It is the album. Fuck Yeah, KS to Consciousness.
I love this. And AKY, if you want to follow on Instagram, it's 8KY. And this is it available on iTunes now?
Yes, sir. iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music. On Mars, wherever you at,
this
it's
is the
there,
cool,
baby.
This is the cool thing about it. There's 30 tracks on the album. When your dad put out, when your grandfather put out albums, it was 8 to 9.
Yeah, no doubt.
8 to 9 songs on an album. 4 on one side and then maybe 5 on the other. And they called that the B side.
Right. So I got a Z side.
You got, yo, you went all the way down the alphabet on this one.
I mean, that's what I had to do.
That's dope, bro. You came swinging.
Well, you know,
any significance to the number 30?
I was just going to tell you. I just turned 30. And we dropped it just very shortly after my 30th birthday.
Okay.
And it was really, you know, this project is the first of 9 projects. And it's like Star Wars. We're shooting a movie, short film for every video, for every song on the album.
Yeah.
And you watch it all together. It's a full-length movie. We just wrapped yesterday the first video short film.
Oh, that's dope.
For the first song. And I'm so excited, man, because like we're making movies. Like we're really doing this shit. And it's all independent. It's all us.
Yeah.
You know, and it has a deep ass meaning. Like it's truly, this is my life reflected here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you had a lot to do with all the visual and the whole concept.
All that, man. It's us.
Oh, it's just you.
Yeah, me, my boy Reek, our Big Bad Family. That's our company.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man.
That's so dope, man.
We do everything.
Yeah, I mean, if you have... And once again, your inspiration is, of course, your grandfather, because talk about a guy during that time, like, there were no rights, copyrights to songs.
There were no rights for black people.
For black people in general.
Yeah.
Like, he could write a song and then, you know, Pat Boone could take it.
That's right.
You know, and sing a Stevie Wonder hit.
Yeah, no doubt.
And there's nothing that Barry could do. So talk about, you know, he had to build his studio. He had to come out with these records himself. And it's like now, even though times have changed, it's still up to you. It's
I feel like it's going back, you know. we evolved just to realize that the lessons we learned in the past are something that we should have held on to in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I was signed to Interscope Records, and I realized that the music business is really business music because the business comes first. There's all these suits and non-creative people coming in here telling you what's the best thing for you and your brand and all this stuff, and I just couldn't deal with it, man.
It's the worst.
And I fought tooth and nail to get off of that fucking label for 2 years before they let me off.
Really?
Yeah, and they were holding up so much of my fucking music, and I was like, this is fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit is, you know, I don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
So it's about freedom, man. I'm doing this for myself and for all the artists around the world that really want to do it for the art.
Yeah.
You know?
But Sky, I think we have the right songs for you, Sky.
Not, bro. I can't listen.
No, but listen.
I can't do it.
Look, we have a couple pit bulls. We're going to give it to you for free.
Really?
But we also wrote some songs.
Okay.
And we want you to listen to
them. Do I have to talk like you?
It's called Every Day We're Shuffling Again.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's the follow-up
that is
to Shuffling.
Original.
I think it'll be funny. And Earl's going to come in and do a little bit of the new song for you.
Oh, so he's going
to... He's going to come in and riff it for you, and then you go and throw in your flavor, Scott.
Oh, okay.
All right?
So I just
You sprinkle your little seasoning on it. Ooh. But this is what we want it to sound like. You ready?
Okay.
And it's the follow-up.
Let me hear it.
Okay? Every day I'm shuffling again.
Wow.
Every day I'm shuffling again.
Rick Ross is going to sue us again.
But hilarious. But that's the kind of crap they would do, though, right? Come in with their thoughts and visions.
Yeah,
and
it's like demographics. Like, you appealing to... I mean, look, man, I just couldn't even deal with that shit. I'm such an artist, you know. I always say true art come from the heart from the start. And that's why I'm...
Can we write that one down, too? No, how many of these are you going to do?
Dude, I write music, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come out. It's going to flow. I'm going to drop jewels everywhere. You just might want to pick them up from now
on. Okay, write that one down, too. Just keep talking, and we're going to make shirts tomorrow. Just keep talking. Nick, just hold your iPhone up and record.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're just going to make all kinds of shirts tomorrow.
Are you guys not recording the podcast?
I love that one, too. Write that down. Are you guys not recording the podcast? That's him indirectly saying, hey, idiot, you are recording.
Bam.
God, I love this.
Hey, oh, man.
Why? Why is our relationship so good right off the cuff?
Because, man, I mean, first of all, he was eating Fritos.
Yeah. Fritos. As I walk in, okay, check it out. The cool thing about Corolla Studios is we have the snack machine, and the snacks are absolutely free.
Sick.
And what's so funny about that machine is grown adults react the same way a 9-year-old child reacts.
Yeah.
Because my son's 13, and every time he comes to the studio, he acts like it just happened again. He's like, so I can have everything, right?
Yeah.
I can have the Oreos and the Cheetos. Seriously? Like, I'm not going to get in trouble if I take two? I went out there. We did like an hour and a half pod. I walked out there. He had like 9 bags of Oreos. And he goes, I was going to get like one more, but I didn't
know if it was okay.
If it was okay or not. I'm like, Joe, you should worry about your diabetes first.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you have to worry about the free snacks.
Yo, in school, we had a bunch of vending machines. And we'd have the kid with the longest, skinniest arm
reach up in there
and pull that chain. Woo!
Yeah, man.
Then they put a gate on that bitch. And like,
my favorite machine, because I'm older than you.
Really?
Yes.
I'm
class of 89.
Oh, I'm class of, I never graduated.
That's fine. But you're still, how old are you? You're 30.
Yeah.
So that's 1996?
86.
80, not 86.
I'm born in 86, man.
No, your class of.
He's like class of like 05, 06.
Yeah, 05. That's when I could have graduated.
Yeah, that's right. Because he doesn't even know what class of is. He never went.
I watched all the other people graduate.
He never went to a class.
Barely. I've been to 12 different schools.
Really?
Never graduated.
You were just a bad kid, huh?
I mean, I was.
Were you this kid? But my grandfather!
No, hell no. Oh, my God.
I am Motown!
I went as Skylar Austin.
You were Skylar Austin?
Yeah, I didn't let people know my last name because one time, when I found out my grandfather's famous, I was in third grade, and I looked in a history book and I saw him. I was like, yo, that's my granddad.
Yeah.
And then everybody put it together and they started treating me different. Yeah. So, of course, I went to 12 different schools. So when I changed schools, I said, I'm going to be Skylar Austin because I don't want nobody to know who
I am. Yeah, I don't want anyone to know who I am.
You know what I mean? Nobody knew that.
I'm 16. I drive a Bentley. That'd be just be a normal kid.
Okay, man, you're starting rumors that are just
I'm just
not
a normal kid.
Man,
God, it's just a black Amex. Slow down. It wasn't like that?
No, sir.
Were you?
I lived in my car, man. I was
really?
Homeless. Yeah, brother.
That's dope, dude.
Yeah, man. I worked construction.
So you had a humble start.
Yeah, man. I was raised around, I've seen it all,
yeah.
But I didn't go back to it all like that. And then when I dropped out of high school, I lived in my car and, you know, just dreamed as hard as I could. Nobody knew that we were of the Gordies before we had a Grammy nomination for
MFA. That's so crazy, bro. So no one... He didn't help you at all. I mean,
no, just as far as knowledge, you know, and stuff like that. But I mean, what are we going to come to him when we first started wearing zebra pants and all this crazy shit? Like, look, this is the new music of the future.
Yeah,
and he's like, the fuck, you know,
get out of here.
He's super.
What
cool,
label were you on at that point?
Interscope.
You were on Interscope.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that, man.
Yeah.
I just assume you
Everybody does.
Everybody does.
But for real, man, I grew up fighting every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Good for you, man. See, and that's the cool thing. Like, people always think, how did you get there? Like, I want to be there. I want to be able to just have that song right now. Well, then go write it.
Right.
A lot of people hate so much that their whole career is hating.
They get famous off hating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, they still don't succeed. They generally aren't doing what they passionately love. They just became a hater.
Right. A professional hater.
You concentrated so hard on just thinking about other people's happiness and dreams. And you're just sitting there and your dream is just diminishing because you're just concentrating on this dude so much.
That's right. Oh, you'll never feel it for yourself because you're too busy not even paying attention to your own life. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's like a lot of lessons I had to learn because, man, in this industry, everybody's trying to tear you down or get something from you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or try to take credit from you or something like that, which is just real. This is fucked up. So that's why, you know, we keep our family real tight. We learned our lessons in this industry and everything that we do. We're going to celebrate the rewards and everything on our own. But my grandfather always says something really deep. And I believe this for myself. He says, all my accomplishments are above me and I'm down here. You know, with the people. And that's just how I feel, man. Because everything I've ever done, LMFAO has records, man. You look at, like, I just was on Billboard the other day, and it says greatest of all time, and we're right there. And I'm like, that's crazy.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't even think of that. You know, I don't even think of it.
Can we talk about why you guys split or not?
What you want, man.
I just want to know why, because it was so crazy, because you guys were like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you hear the rumor... You guys split up, and I'm just like, huh?
Well, you know,
like, why?
Fu and I, you know, for a while didn't really mesh too well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only saw each other before an interview or a show, and we had two separate tour buses, so it's been like that. It's just, you know, I feel that the industry and the people that started coming around really brought us apart. I'm really a super creative person. I'm not a businessman, really. I'm a creator, you know what I mean? And Fu, he definitely has that business side to him and stuff. And so I felt like the conversations and the things that really started the brand and all that stuff started to change. And there was different people that are a part of it. And so for me, that was a part of it. I also had a back injury that just kind of the universe just allowed it to happen. You know what I mean? And so I just had to come off the road because I couldn't even walk. And I had to get my shit better. But then after I got injured, we just didn't talk anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at all.
And like, then it just slowly started to...
Like right whenever, at the height, it was done, you know? And it's not that I dislike him or anything like that. I, you know, it's all love, man. And I'm not saying we can't get back together or nothing like that. But the truth is just me and him are just two different people, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Related, correct?
That's my uncle.
That's your uncle. That's right.
So he's Barry Gordy's son.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. My father's like the oldest boy in the family. He's the youngest.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's nothing but good things anyways. Like,
it's all good,
it's
man.
A different
I'm so
path.
Thankful. I'm so thankful for all the lessons he's taught me. He's one of my best teachers, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And some of them lessons I don't got to learn again, though.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah. Let's concentrate more on Fuck Yeah's the album, Chaos of Consciousness. It's available on iTunes right now.
Yeah.
On everything.
Yes, sir.
Spotify. And the most amazing thing is, like I said again, there's 30 tracks on it. Out of the 30, which is the track that you like the most?
See, this is the thing. This is the first time I've ever done a project. And, you know, a lot of artists say it's never done.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe I've learned. To me, this is perfect. And all the people that we worked with, you know, it was just a handful of people that's in our Big Bag University. We looked at each other when we released it, and it was like we already won the Grammy. We gave each other a big hug, and we were so happy and so proud because this represents not only me, it represents all the stuff that we all went through, you know, as brothers and sisters and stuff like that. And it's really a journey. When you listen to the album from beginning to end, it takes you from chaos, from more of a, the first 15 songs are more chaos.
Yeah, I love that.
And then the last are kind of consciousness.
Yeah.
But they all have a mix within. And it's really raw. It's hardcore. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's punk rock, like, energy of it. You know, it's hip hop, but it's like, no fucks is given.
Yeah.
And the shit that I'm saying is just real, man. And after 7 songs, I stopped writing. I just would go in the booth and speak my flow of consciousness.
Yeah.
Like, it was just really an unbelievable thing. So to answer your question, every moment I feel a different way. So if I'm a little more chaotic and stuff, you know, I'm looking, you know what I'm saying, I might drift towards more the chaos side.
Yeah.
But then if I'm feeling peace, I'm meditating. Well, I meditate every day, but like when I'm in that zone, then I'm more into that. Tuned to those vibrations and frequencies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Like your writing style is kind of like me, because I don't like to pen and pad it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I like to go up with the idea and just freestyle it on stage. You know what I mean? And if I catch a laugh, then I'm like, okay, I can build on this.
Right.
And but whenever I sit and write, I'm just like, I'm not even happy with myself because I feel like I'm overthinking it. And I'm trying to create it when it should just create itself.
Exactly. It's the universe.
Yeah, man.
What I learned, I really learned this, man. I was like, when you write down something, it's only one dimension of that expression.
Mm.
You can't write down your emotion. You can't write down how you feel. But if you have it in you, right on the spot, you might flip it and change it up just because that's what's coming out of you at that time. And then it's perfect.
Yeah.
And that's what's meant to be. But other than that, you can't rehearse reality.
No.
You know what I mean?
I love that. You can't Yo, write that down.
That just came off top.
Yo!
Just that's, like we're talking
hey,
about.
That's free. That's free. That's free. He said, hey, write that down. Yo.
Yeah.
And then edit it and act like he never said it. Yo, that's so dope, man. Yo, I love it. I love it when people get on that level, man, because there's a lot of people out there, man. I call them zombies, bro.
Straight up.
And I hate saying that. And I, like when you watch like these movies and stuff, it's like you know, like World War Z and all that stuff. Like indirectly, like when I watch it, I always say indirectly. I don't know why I do that, but like when I watch it, I don't think of like the actual zombie of like some dead thing that's walking. I really feel like social media and everything else, movies and all that, have created these zombies.
No doubt.
And the thing is, with social media and all these other forms of like media that people can consume, you have a choice. You can either listen to it and just be a zombie, or you can go to that side and be creative as well.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
I don't know if that made any sense.
No, I got it. It's like people are professionally distracted.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like all these people doing these things, the selfies and all stuff. Yeah, I selfie up. But my thing is like I'm wondering what the meaning of life is. And that's what you're hearing on this album. And I'm having a blast because I know that's an ingredient to enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people here that are not even understanding how to be self-sufficient. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really big on that stuff. Like, you know, every grocery store has only 2 days of supplies in it. So if something fucks up, you're going to rely on that shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on. And then all the people are going to loot the shit, so it's going to last for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm like, come on now. You got to look at life. Life has such more meaning. We're here for such a bigger purpose than, you know, I don't know, a dog face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's all good. It's fun. But people just live for that, and they're consumed by that. And so that's what this revolution, fuck yeah. When you say fuck yeah, that's the feeling I want in every aspect of my life and what I want to give to people. When they hear my music, when they see me, when they perform, all that stuff, that's astonishment, excitement, or accomplishment.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me. That's my revolution. That's my life, man.
Yeah, for sure. And people should like also take that same type of energy, you know what I mean? Like, you should always be like, yeah, that's what I want to do, and I can do it.
Right.
Fuck yeah, I can do it.
Yeah.
Instead of just sitting there going, I wonder if that could happen. Nah, I don't think that'll happen. Let me just sit behind this cubicle and keep doing my 9-to-5.
Right.
Let me just keep dreaming about what I wanted to be. It's like you can do anything,
man.
You can
do anything, man. That's what this life is about.
Check this out. My girlfriend, she bought like these, they're like gifts to give to people. Like I have like a bunch of gifts that I want to give to people. And then she bought it from this lady that's making these gift boxes. And it's her side hustle.
Sick.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we bought like 10 boxes from her. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to say how much they were, but let's just say it was like it was in her brain. She probably made a gift one day and it was like, and someone complimented her and said, damn, that's nice how you put that gift box together. You should sell it. And she went home and thought about it and was like, fuck yeah. Why not?
There you go. Yep.
And now she has a website. You know what I mean? You can create that, like, it's so dope, man. Like, you can create your own box and you can make, she can make a box for you. And it's like, she has price packaging and all that. And it's her side hustle, bro. Yeah. Which is eventually going to probably be her main hustle.
Because it's a piece of her, man.
Yeah.
It's like contributing to humanity. You know what I mean?
And everyone has that. You know what I mean? My girlfriend has that. Like, there's so many things that she wants to do and she's going to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you got to bounce your energy off of people. Just like me talking to you right now is making me go, all right, I got to write some more stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or think up some more stuff.
Or think up more stuff. Yeah, man. Like now I want to go on stage and do some more shit,
yeah.
You know?
Fuck yeah, man.
And that's what it's all about, man. Like some people just, yo, quit saying you can't do it. That's another thing, man. Get rid of that word can't. My boy Anton always says that. He's like, can't is such a dirty word, man.
It's the worst.
It's like the dirtiest word out there. It's dirtier than the word fuck. When you can't, when you say can't, I can't do it. What the fuck are you talking about?
The fuck,
yo, no bullshit. I saw a chick doing gymnastics with no legs, flipping higher than everybody else.
Come on now.
No legs. She's the only one that should have said I can't.
But you can in any situation. You can. That's what's so awesome about life, and that's really how I've always thought since I was a kid. When I was living in my car, I was writing songs and I was excited. I was sleeping with a gun under my fucking pillow in the trunk of my car, but writing songs because I knew one day people are going to be inspired and I'm going to be on stage spreading my message. Because I always had a connection with so many people. I befriended homeless people. I befriended royalty.
Yeah.
And all the same, man, these people all have love in their heart.
Yeah.
And these people, some of the people that are on the street are way more happier than these rich folks.
I just want to say one thing, and I don't mean to like take away from the positive shit that you're saying, but when you sleep in a trunk with a gun underneath your head, that's not that much room. You can't, you know what I mean?
If you're in the trunk, I got a Jeep, baby.
But if you're in the trunk and you got a gun underneath your head, that's hardly any room.
I don't got like a big ass, like a shoddy or some shit. No, I put the seats down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have me a nice little something up in a little 350. And I was right there, you know, just in case somebody thought the car was on and, you know, because you got to have the heat on sometimes.
Yes.
So you got to have that in case somebody trying to come get you.
Here's the thing with me, Nick, Chris. Can we just talk about being homeless real quick?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Me being homeless, impossible, because I suffer from sleep apnea.
I had that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, where you wake up like 70 times a night.
Yeah, yeah, I have a machine.
I had to get my tonsils and adenoids removed because I woke up 70 times a night.
Yeah, that's how many times I wake up now.
Get your tonsils and adenoids removed or like breathe, meditate. Maybe not. I think we need that shit. My parents got rid of that shit out of my head, but I was like, yo, I think I need these things that I was born with.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God put it there for a reason.
Yeah, maybe. But
you've been
cool.
Good since?
I'm chilling. You know, spitting verses.
Yo, I need to cut these things out because I die.
You probably have some really, like, they can obstruct some things and it just fucks up your sleeping pattern.
Yeah, dude, I sleep. It sounds like someone's choking me to death.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Check that out. Tonsils and adenoids, no doubt. I'm pretty fucking awesome right now. So, yeah, get them fucking things out of you.
See, dude, this guy, I'm telling you. See what I mean? Cut them out, dude. That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
Just go cut your damn tonsils out. What's on the agenda right now? Is the tour happening or what?
Well, I'm throwing my own show. I'm starting today. I had a meeting with some really cool people and stuff. But I'm doing everything on my own.
That's
you know, I will do a tour, and I've been talking to some different people and things like that. But as far as this whole fuck yeah movement, it's more than just the album. It's a whole lifestyle. There's a movie to it. There's food. There's all these things that I'm doing because I've been cooking. I've been learning all health. I really want to bring this fuck yeah full circle to people. And that's what I live. You know, I'm the biggest guinea pig for it. So I'm starting to really see the results of like like you said, anything is possible. I just created my own lifestyle. You know what I mean? I've been doing martial arts since I was 3 years old, five different disciplines. And so I also take that kind of discipline kind of mindset to a lot of the things I do because I'm like a scientist with this shit.
Yeah.
But I want people to live fuck yeah in their own way. I'm not trying to preach somebody to live exactly how I do, but I want them to find that within themselves because everybody knows how you feel when you say fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand how to like make that cater it to your own life, whatever fuck yeah is for you.
Yeah.
But all I can do is do it for myself and just and fucking live, man. Live fucking happy and just spread that. And then people are going to do the same in their own way, you know? They're making boxes for motherfuckers and shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever else they're doing, you know what I mean? But spreading that love and that positivity, that creativity. The world is going to be amazing with people like that, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I'm a strong believer in also surrounding yourself with positive people as well.
No doubt, bro. That's it.
It is, right?
That's it, man. That's it.
You always become whatever you're around, man. It's weird how the humans are. But you still have the human race. But humans.
Let's not get into aliens because we can have a whole podcast on that.
Oh man, let's come back for part two. That's my thing.
I'm super into that.
Come on.
Oh man.
Hey Chris, please can we bring him back for episode two?
Yeah, let's go.
I'll bring some
straight alien nuts up in here.
Word up.
I hang out with them.
Word up.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, they're here.
Yeah,
they're
I'll bring here. Some aliens.
Fine. Hey. Yo, I just signed an artist. He's an alien.
Yeah, sick.
His album's called Out of This World.
Out of This Space.
Fuck yeah. No, that's another one, man. We should do that.
No doubt.
Because I'll all day on that one with me.
No doubt, bro.
I'm crazy when it comes to that.
Yeah, I'm into it, man, because I really understand that there's so much more to life.
Yeah.
And I've had experiences in life spiritually and different things through meditation and all this stuff and drugs or whatever that really put me into a place where I understand wholeheartedly that, man, there's so much more to
so
the story.
So much more.
Oh, my God.
Way more than the story that they're telling us.
You know DMT?
No, but we can save that for our next
okay,
one.
Okay, fuck yeah. Damn.
Yeah, and I am a firm believer in that. Like when I say humans, because it doesn't matter what race you are or what country you're from.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Not Americans. Any human, whoever you're standing next to all day, every day, for some reason you morph into that person.
Yeah.
You morph into that environment. Wherever you're at, you're in that. If you're in a hostile environment, you become a hostile person.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But then you have the decision. You still have the mind of your own. I can stay here. I can be this, or I can get out. I have that decision. And it's crazy, man. It's so crazy how people are, man.
I think that's the difference between being awake and asleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being conscious or living unconsciously.
Because
if you're conscious, you're in control, even in those other situations. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I had to learn that because I was really aggressive. I would fight at the drop of a hat. And I would look at life as a fighter and stuff like that. I feel more of a protector. I'm a warrior all day, but I'm more of a protector now. And I'm not somebody that's looking for these things. And so I don't find it like I used to.
Oh, you know what I mean? Write that down.
Write it down.
Write it down.
God damn it. This whole
episode, I want everyone to write down what he's saying, man. That's so deep, man. Like there's so many underlines to that, man. Yo, I love this pod right now. Because it's so true, man. Yeah, I find myself not. Wait, you said I'm not finding. I'm not finding it as much because I'm not looking anymore.
Exactly.
Because back in the day, you used to look for negative shit.
Exactly.
And then you would find it.
Yeah.
The more you look, the more you find.
Yeah.
But if you ain't looking for it, you ain't going to see it.
That's right.
And the only way you're going to see it is when it pops up.
Right.
And hits you in the face.
That's right. They always say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that means like if somebody's acting like an asshole and they get slapped the fuck up, the teacher appeared up on that top of your head.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
And that's something I learned actually from a bus driver. He was one of the deepest dudes I ever met. He died twice. And
damn.
He died three times and he's really dead now. Well, rest in peace, my man. But really, he was like these spiritual people come to me in my life and they're like guiding me in different ways. And that's where a lot of this deep stuff I'll be talking about comes from, because these people I just meet through my life, I'll just sit and I'll be like, whoa, forever. You know, I'll just sit maybe with somebody I just meet on the street and we'll just talk, and then I'll really understand why they are where they are at.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting in that place from all the thoughts you've ever thought of in your life added up brings you right there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when I sit with people, I think about that and I was like, wow, I understand why you are where you are, and you're cool with it because that's where you want to be. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Vibes all around, man.
I like that, man. Yo,
this is the most inspiring show you've done.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like that, man. Yo, I don't find shit anymore because I ain't looking.
You know?
That's dope. Fuck yeah. Chaos of Consciousness is out right now on iTunes, and it's 30 tracks. Don't sit there and think you can get 10 tracks.
Nope.
Times that by 3.
And they're all hit records. Let me just
all
tell
of them
you.
Are hits,
I don't
man.
Fucking miss.
No.
My thing is
your track record shows.
I am and becoming a master of music, and I promise you there's not one album filler on this 30 song album. I put that, like, you can listen to this.
Doesn't matter what number.
Doesn't matter. You can put any number. Doesn't matter.
Track number 29 is not an album filler.
Synchronicity, that's what it's called, and it's a badass motherfucking song.
Damn, he even knew the name of that one. Yeah, I could try to trick him, man.
Don't play with me. Don't
try to trick him real quick. Number 18.
Zillions in this bitch.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know, but I just threw it out there.
Yo, we'll be right back with more AKY. We're back. AKY, let me, real quick. You got the most influential grandfather.
Yes.
In music. Not just black music, but most importantly black music, but just music in general.
Music, man.
From Gladys Knight to Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye to Michael Jackson, Temptations, Smokey Robinson.
Miracles.
We can keep going. James Brown.
Rick James.
Boys to Men.
Come on. Well, I think they bought the company at that point.
No. Oh, wait.
Yeah, because
he wasn't with Motown at that point. He sold Motown.
He sold it.
But it doesn't matter.
But hey,
because
Boys
if he did,
sick.
But not only that, but if he didn't establish Motown,
they would still be in Philly.
Exactly.
On the corner.
Exactly.
Bam.
And that's a pretty amazing order right there.
Yeah, it's nuts, man.
And then I want to know, because I just want to know personally.
All right.
Who were your inspirations when it came to music? Because you have a huge library to choose from.
You know, I grew up listening to everything.
Yeah.
But a lot of people that stand out in my life are, of course, James Brown, Tupac, Michael Jackson, Prince, Eric Badu. The list goes on and on. Tribe Called Quest, Das FX.
Lauryn.
Oh, Lauryn Hill. I mean, the Fugees all day.
All day.
Biggie.
Yeah. Why do I feel like you're in my head right now?
Come on, man.
Because you're just saying everything that I would have said right now.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's really it.
Of course,
Motown and all the stuff, but Al Green, Teddy Pendergrass,
You
know, all them, the panty droppers, I listened to them because, you know, I had a soak up game when I was young.
Yeah.
Dropped them draws real quick. You did.
I'm going to sound real cheesy right now, if you don't mind.
Sorry.
I'm going to sound real cheesy right now, okay? And this is really... Watch, you're gonna think I'm sounding cheesy, but this is what is kind of like full circle what you were talking about manifesting or throwing out the thought out into the universe.
Yeah,
and then for some reason it just happens. I had no idea Chris booked this with you.
No way.
I had no idea. I mean, I did, but I didn't know. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you this: when I was with my girlfriend in the car before this interview, I typed in I got the damn, you select who you want to listen to.
Oh.
And I typed in Michael Jackson.
Okay.
So it pulled up everything from Motown, all of it. Temptation.
You got a jukebox in your car?
It's a Tesla.
Oh,
yeah. I drive a spaceship. You remember Aliens?
Yeah. Okay.
So it's got like this Tesla radio where you type in Michael Jackson, and then it plays like a Michael Jackson song, and then anything that has to do that's kind of close or related to it.
Wow.
So it was playing all this Motown stuff. And I was explaining to her like the history of Motown, and then I was talking about Michael and how he changed music and how he was the first one to spend money in videos because he knew videos were the future of music and just, he was the first one to use a laser. And then I talked about Motown and just all that. You know what I mean? How he auditioned for Motown. It was
so
great.
You saw that video, huh?
It's nuts, yeah, man. But it's crazy that you're standing right across from me right after I just talked to her about this.
And you had no idea.
Had no idea, bro.
That's synchronicity. And that, track 29.
Track 29 is what that is right there. And I just wanted you guys to understand that that's chaos to consciousness.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to pick a word that I cannot pronounce?
Well, so you can pronounce it eventually.
Like, why do I got to concentrate every time I get to the word consciousness?
Because, see, that's evolution right
that
there.
That is evolution. Why do you keep getting deeper, man?
I got to, man.
I hate you
I'm
so
the deep
much.
Blue. One
I
time.
Hate you, but I mean that in a loving way.
Exactly. And that's how we grow.
That's how we grow. I can't top this guy no matter what, man. I can't. Fuckyeah.com.
That's right. FXCK.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. FXCKyeah.com. Go there for everything, man. We're talking the album. We're talking tour
short
dates.
Short films. You know, merchandise, everything. We also take a lot of photography that's really like artistic and things like that.
Yeah.
I'll be writing poetry and things like that. I'll put up there with, you know, different photos and things. So it's really an artist expression. I was so tired of like a website. Like, you need a website. I was like, but what purpose is a fucking website if it doesn't have artistic value, especially when I'm an artist and it's representing me? And so, you know, I got to get a little bit back on it because I've been, you know, I was in Abu Dhabi and shit. I was turning up. I'm going to get back on it and populate the page.
Okay, good.
It's
good.
An artistic
place. It's going to be up to dated.
Yeah. Up to dated.
Yeah. You got shirts spelled with F-U-C-K. I got to update that.
Yeah.
My bad. It's an X.
It's an X.
Twitter and Facebook is at The Sky.
That's right. The 8KY. The reason why I put the 8 on there is because 8. Is to be, you know, I'll be Scott
forever.
Why do I
keep doing this? I'm sorry, man.
What happened?
I keep messing up.
What'd you do?
Because your Twitter is the8ky.
That's right.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Can I just try and figure out why you use the number 8?
Yes.
Can I try?
Oh, yes. Go
ahead. Is it infinity?
That's pretty good.
Is that pretty good?
That's
looks like a letter S, but it keeps going.
That's
infinity?
Half of it. That's half of it.
Okay.
Because I had an issue with my name. My real name is Sky.
Yeah.
But I only met girls named Sky. So I was like, going to my parents, like, why you name Sky? I only met girls named Sky. But then, you know, I had to go through all these different things, and then I really fell in love with my name. And so now I put that because I'm going to be Sky forever. You know, it's such a powerful thing. And I was like, that's, you know, it does represent how I feel. But I also replaced the G in Gordy with a 6 because I was born in 86. So my, you know, my initials are 86. And I got it tatted on my chest.
Ah.
My testes is.
It just came full circle.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
You know what I mean? Everything with meaning. Nothing is without meaning.
Nothing is without meaning. And I'm going to do this. You ready?
Yeah.
Nick, write that down.
Write it down.
Nothing without meaning.
All right.
Yeah. Because without meaning, it's nothing.
That's right.
Ooh! Write that one down. I just came up with it. So for every 7 you have, I got one good one.
Okay. That's the ratio.
That's the ratio. I love your artist that you have here.
Oh, my artist, Chacho Jones.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
I love Chacho Jones.
Puerto Rican superhero.
Yeah, man. For real, real.
Yeah.
For real, real. He came in eating barbecue flavored Twisties.
That's what he does.
Track
13.
Track 13.
Worldwide.
Barbecue. Yo, hot. Chacho Jones is on the album?
He is on the album.
What's the name of it?
Worldwide.
Okay.
Is the song. And he's amazing.
Yeah.
He is amazing on this. And he's really, really good rapper. He's my manager, but he's actually a really talented rapper.
That's pretty cool when you can have a manager and then just look at his talent and go, hey, you know what? Let's make an album.
He's sick. He's a Puerto Rican from the Bronx.
Yeah, that's a real Puerto Rican,
by
the way.
Come on, man.
You know, Puerto Ricans from the Bronx. Get in here, Chacho.
Chacho, bring yourself in here.
Bring in here.
Come on now.
Do you mind if we put Chacho in?
I was asking for that because he just never wants to do it. And
he
I'm
never
like,
wants
this
to.
Is great.
But you
so
know what
it
is?
It.
I think Chacho needed somebody like me to bring this out of him. Chacho, sit down, man.
Welcome, Chacho.
Chacho. Nice, man.
I can't wait.
It's going to be good, Chacho.
What's up?
Oh, what's up, man? So this is when you know you have a real Puerto Rican when they're from the Bronx. That's what I think, Sky.
Okay.
You go to Puerto Rico and those Puerto Ricans aren't real Puerto Ricans. Puerto Ricans from Bronx? Puerto Ricans.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Puñeta, lo baricua.
Se respetan.
Done. Look at that.
You know what I mean?
Every girl is going to like follow him right now.
That's what
just
I'm
by
saying.
Him talking.
I think every girl already follows him though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, see, and then the name Chacho. See, what? Ooh, I hate you so much. You're
Chacho
Puerto Rican
Jones.
And your name's Chacho?
Come on, man.
You couldn't have like a Jorge or something like that?
That's his homie.
That's my homie. I got a homie named Jorge and a homie named George.
That's what's up. How'd you find out about Chacho? Was it? Did you guys
became
friends?
He co-managed LMFAO.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then
he was like one of the only people that went with me. At first, he was the only person.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's the only person that really, like, in
you
my
like
lowest
Jerry
time.
You were like Jerry Maguire, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He was my
you,
lowest
you
time.
You grabbed the fish tank, and then Chacho's like, I'll go with you.
He's like, I got you.
Hey.
I got you.
Hey.
Hey, bro. Hey.
Who's coming with me?
Hey, papi, I'll go with you. I take the goldfish, I'll go with you. All right, I'm taking the goldfish and Chacho.
That's it.
Do you know how to manage? I can try. I'll answer the phone for you. Whatever. I don't know why I'm giving you a Mexican guy.
I was about
guy.
To say, that's more Mexican. Yeah. That's the people I grew up with in LA, man. Yeah.
That's the only one I know. I'm sorry if that's offensive.
Nah, but it's cool.
I'll go with you.
He had to break it down to me.
Hey, sleep in your car. You'll be okay. I'll be in the front seat. You'll be in the back. You have the gun. It's all going to be all right.
Don't worry about anything.
I got you.
I got you.
How you like that?
Hey. You know the best type of judo in the world?
Which one?
The Puerto Rican judo.
Puerto Rican judo,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because judo don't know I got a gun. Judo know I got a knife. Judo know what I'm gonna do.
Judo don't even know me. I love it, man.
Oh shit.
So Chacho, right when you bounced, Chacho was like right next to you. He was like, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's also my best friend. I mean, you know, we have a group full of like close friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, Reek and I have been down, man, since day one. And him and his cousin were the first people to manage LMFAO. They found they got a CD of us when we were nothing. Man, I'm talking about just little club rats.
Yeah.
And they believed in us. They came over and listened to what we had to say. And then from then on, you know, they put us to where we are now. And then
10 years ago.
That was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
10 years. November 2006.
Where'd you meet him at?
Hollywood.
What were you doing out here?
I came out here to meet them.
Word?
Yeah. Like, straight up. That I used to work at Sony. I did marketing at Sony.
So you heard through the grapevine.
And I got the CD. My cousin got the CD. Gave me the CD. What you think of them? I said, this is different.
Yeah.
But they rapped. And so I was a big hip-hop head. So they were rapping. I said, you know what? I don't know about this electro stuff, but they're rapping.
Yeah.
And me and my cousin
said,
let's go. And so we flew out here and met them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly how it was. He walked into a fucking room that was about the size of this room right here.
That's where we lived.
Really?
I slept under a drum set.
Yo, you love to sleep under things.
Bro.
Yo, it's either a trunk, a drum set. Sky's mouth is watering.
Big booty bitch.
Big booty bitch.
And you don't know.
Yeah.
And you don't know.
Where's Sky? Under the couch? Writing?
You feel me? Manifesting?
Manifesting? Chacho's like, you gotta stop manifesting. Let's go.
Never, bro. Never.
Never.
Never stop, bro. Never.
Yo, that's dope, though. So then, and then when you start seeing that Chacho could do it, or he was always like,
what? We mean rapping?
Just rapping.
Oh man, like, no, because we always freestyle. We just be free. We get drunk and we just be freestyling.
Yo, that's what Chacho did one day, huh?
I'm like, yo,
that's what Chacho did one day.
This guy got some shit. I was like, whoa.
But he snuck it in you, huh?
Whoa, Jesus.
Why you gotta go like that?
Jesus.
Mark that and still keep it in.
Goodness.
But that's what he did. He was like in a green room. He was probably eating off of the veggie plate. You guys were freestyling, then Chacho's like, I'm Puerto Rican. I do this thing. You don't even know what I say.
He came with it, dog.
Shoot my gun, and it's my big thing. You're like, I'm just rapping. That's me off the top.
Man.
Wow. That's me off the top.
Okay.
Sign me.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Yeah, not.
Hey, you got to hear this kid. He's horrible.
He has this Mexican accent.
That's supposed to be Puerto Rican.
Hey, you might get a deal, though.
I'm going to try.
A deal, though?
Yeah.
Pause on every.
So, Chacho, when's your album coming out?
March 17th.
2017.
All the tracks done?
All the tracks is done. We got the first lead single.
Yeah?
I'm Chacho and I Know It.
What is it? You don't want to say it yet? You guys are lying right now.
It's called Paradise.
It's go. Oh, you going with that one? That's a real song that he did.
Oh, word?
Yeah. Ooh, I put you out there, huh?
It's done, yeah. Man. You just put it out to the universe, so now it's going to happen.
Yeah, man.
He's on 3 songs since we started. It's been 3 that we've done together, right?
3, yeah. There's 3 songs out right now.
But yeah, the first one was Salute. And Wilmer Valderrama, you know who Wilmer Valderrama is?
Yeah.
One of our closest friends. And he's singing on the song.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a drinking anthem. And it's a Latin drinking anthem.
Yeah.
We went and toured all around the world with that song. And then we did another one, Maldito Humo.
Maldito Humo.
Yeah, that was a crazy one. That was out in Spain. And then now we did the one on my album.
Which is?
Worldwide,
that's right. That's my third time asking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
But Paradise is going to be on your album.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his lead single.
That's the lead single.
Woo!
Are you video ready?
Oh, always, man. I'm in like all the videos.
Yeah.
I'm forced.
Even if it's not, if he's not rapping, he's in the video.
He's in the video.
Awesome, like,
yeah.
I'm always doing.
We call
something.
Him Chacho Combs.
Yeah.
Chacho
Combs. And on and on. And on and on.
Yeah, you see him in a
and
bunch of videos.
And we don't stop.
I'm working and all. Like, a lot of the videos, I'm in the background on my phone, like, really working.
Actually, it's Sexy and
really
I Know
working?
It. Sexy and I Know It. He's in, like, my crew. There's, like, we have 2 crews in that video. He's on the phone, really working, like, looking up flights, doing some stuff, and just didn't know we were filming.
That's
but
so
it just
fun.
Looks so. He just played the character so well.
Yeah, yeah. Which was just him.
Of himself.
Yeah, yeah. I really gave it my all when I got into character. I was booking flights. When he said action, I went to southwest.com. Bought you business tickets, all of you.
Damn.
Even the one that wasn't supposed to.
That's so funny, man.
Come on, man.
That's cool, man. That's such a good vibe. And like you said earlier, man, it's like who you surround yourself with. You can only bounce off of each other and feed off of each other.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure Chacho, about 11 years back, was like in the music business, but like in the back of his mind, he's like, yo, I can rap too. Am I right?
I used to, yeah, that's what I used
see
to
what
do
I'm
in
saying?
The basement. Yeah.
And then next you know, he's hanging out with you. And then he was like, yo, I'm not going to wear them spandex, but I know I can do this. Did you wear the spandex?
No, not the spandex, but he had some. You know what we did do? And yo, man, he would pull the baddest chicks.
Yeah.
He would wear a cowboy hat.
Of course he
did. And say he's the first Puerto Rican cowboy from the Bronx. And just say this whole thing. He even broke his hand. It was some fight or something.
Yeah.
But he told her, like, yeah, I was on the bull, and I broke my hand.
Yeah, he trampled my hand.
Yeah,
he trampled my hand. Yeah, she believed it.
Of course she did.
She was my girl for a whole year.
A whole year?
A whole year.
she's still telling that story, too.
Yeah, it was.
She's probably still telling, like, new boyfriends that story. Like, you are a pussy because my ex, he got trampled by a bull. Like, a bull trampled his hand. And he was a cowboy.
Had the stitches in the hand and everything. My shit was fucked up.
It was fucked up.
What happened to your hand? Up.
Yeah, it went through glass.
Of course. You punched glass, didn't you?
You punched the ass through glass.
That's a real manager.
You know what I mean?
That's a real manager right there. Right?
Well, you're looking at LMFAO's first security force right here.
You started from everything.
Yeah.
How do you go from security manager now?
No, not
like three tracks on the single.
If thing was an issue, we were the ones to handle it.
Yeah.
You know, in the group. Like, we were the ones, you know, the front force.
Yeah,
front
lines.
Yeah. Yeah, for 2.5 years, almost 3 years. We didn't have security.
Yeah, before we got saucy enough to get a big ass meat dude.
Dude that just breathe heavy.
Yeah.
Hey, he did too.
Move. Move.
Move out the way.
Boo.
They call me Big Pop. The show stop. The pet drop. All the niggas know. Party, party, close.
That's funny.
Yeah.
First things first, our papa freaks all the hoodies.
Stubbies,
playboy buddies. Those want the money.
Those are what I like because they don't like
nothing but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation,
I
turn like doorknobs. Hot dog, never black and ugly as ever. However, I stay coochie down to the socks.
Rings and rocks
filled with rocks. And my jam knocks.
BT when they see me.
Now the whole creepy
in the TV. Yo, shout out to Biggie.
Biggie.
Hey, yo, he looked like 40.
Yeah, he did.
40 Juice.
Yeah, the homie 40 Juice out.
They just said that. They just said that Nick looks like 40 Juice.
40 Juice.
40 Juice. Listen to
if
this
you guys
podcast,
don't know who 40 Juice is, everybody look him up.
That's cool. He looks just like him.
Yeah, looks just like him.
He sounds up. Dope.
He's Puerto Rican. He's dope. Puerto Rican from the Bronx.
Did you hear what he just said? He said dope. He sounds dope.
Yeah. 40 Juice.
We'll let him know. We'll be sure to tell him.
Hey man, he sounds dope. I want to be 40 Juice. What, Nick?
If he looks like me, that's what makes him sound dope.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is something that I do on my show a lot, okay? And it's one thing I like about hip-hop, back in the day hip-hop. Are you getting it ready, Nick? This is crazy. Is the guy the hype man? They don't have hype men anymore, man.
Spliff Star. Shout out to Spliff.
Spliff.
Yo,
last real one left.
We want some hype men back in the game. I want those dudes that just... Nick, seriously?
Where we at?
No, Nick. Yo, let me just tell you something, Sky.
Uh-huh.
Stop! Stop! Nick, stop! Nick is okay. The only guy that will mess up two things.
Okay.
We only have two things in production. It's two buttons. He'll always press the wrong fucking one.
What, start and stop?
No! Ben, that's funny, too. But there's only two things that we do here. It's that song, Nappy Roots, or the Hype Man. And he keeps pressing the wrong fucking one.
Oh, my God.
Label it, you asshole. 40 Juice would never do that shit.
Damn.
40 Juice would never do that.
No.
We're going to change his name to Juice Box.
Juice Box. Sips.
Sips.
Yeah. Hilarious. Hilarious. Yo, check this out, man. Hype Man is missing, Sky.
All right.
And I want this Chacho. We got to do this big. Do you want me to go first? Because we got people in cubicles. We got people in the office. We got people at dealerships that are listening to this right now, and they need to be hyped up. Up. And that's what we got to do right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's drop it.
Hey!
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 Here we go now! Here we go now! Here we go now! Here we go now!
Yo, check it out. On the mic, I got Sky, and he's doing right. Do it!
I do it right all night. Woo! See what I'm doing, quick. Get your girl in a fright. Oh, shit. If you're in a cubicle right now, I want you to take all your clothes off and start twerking on your boss's desk. Run about now. Chacho, let him know. Ho, que tú estás haciendo? Ho, girl, que tú estás viendo? Ho, shit, que estás bebiendo?
Hey,
yo no entiendo.
Hey, if you don't speak reading, if you don't speak Puerto Rican, then you just say no.
You ain't no.
You ain't no.
You ain't no.
Check this out.
Uh-huh.
When I say Puerto Rican, you say Bronx. Puerto Rican.
Bronx.
Puerto Rican.
Bronx.
Yo, that's my favorite part right there.
Hey. Hey. Hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat.
Check it out. Check it out. Yo, ready for this one?
Let's go.
When I say fuck, you say yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
When I say chaos, you say consciousness.
Consciousness.
It doesn't flow.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It doesn't flow.
Too many syllables.
But it's good.
You know, you caught me off guard because I didn't know I was hype manning or if I was rapping, so I kind of rapped like an old granddad. I said, coming all night, I'll get you in a fright.
Yo, I love that, man.
First of all, write it down.
Write that down, man. I'm gonna make a shirt out of that. Yo, I don't even know if Chacho said anything because I don't speak Puerto Rican.
You speak Spanish?
I speak Spanish. I don't speak Puerto Rican.
It's the same thing. Just a different.
It's the same thing,
different,
bro.
Different
so
twang.
Racist.
Hey, bro. It's the same thing, bro.
Do it again,
Chacho, papi.
Can we do one more?
Yeah, we can do one more.
Listen to me breathe. Yeah. We hyped the shit out of that.
Yeah. You sound like
dancing.
The security guard.
Hey, am I gonna do hype man again? Huh. Sky, you're the shit, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much for this.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you for having
Chacho,
us.
Chacho.
Dímelo.
Te quiero mucho, señor.
Hey, te quiero también, man. Gracias.
I don't speak Puerto Rican, man. I'm sorry. 50 Juice.
50 Juice.
Hey, 50 Juice. Look, he still didn't know what number to... He didn't know what to press again.
Don't press nothing, man.
Yo, this has been one of my favorites, man. This was so much fun, Sky.
Same here, man.
And you guys follow Sky. It's of course, it's at 8KY. And of course, Twitter is V8KY.
Right.
This is Sky from LMFAO. And of course, he's got his new shit out. It's Fuck Yeah, Chaos to Consciousness, available on iTunes, Spotify, and everything in between. 30 tracks. So if you want to get them all, get them all.
That's right.
And if you want to do it, do it.
That's right.
Stop sitting there thinking you can't do it. It's time to get in your lane and say you can.
That's right, baby.
My dude is right here. You've been an inspiration, man.
Thank you,
and,
sir.
And now I'm going to go home and write.
Let's go.
Chacho, we're waiting for your shit. Stop fucking all those girls, man. Stop.
Why?
Yo,
gay.
Hey, Chacho, thank you so much, man.
Thank you,
Sky. You're the shit. And let's leave him out with what I like to play from the Nappy Roots, if you don't mind. Let's do it.
That's the other button.
The other one.
The other button. Yo, Sky, thank you, baby.
Hey, thank you, brother. Fuck yeah.